There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football club podcast.
What? How does it? Codpast. Or that's what the trawlers, the Brixham trawlermen. That's a codpast.
I think I'll be able to say podcast
the
by
codcast.
Now. A codcast. I mean, there must be.
That's got to be the fishing industry.
It's
got to
be the codcast. Oh, no.
What have you called this week, Derek?
Be Grimsby, wouldn't it? Grimsby. Bloody Grimsby Town.
Bloody.
Whatever happened to them?
No idea.
It's a podcast, of course, and it's the National League based. We talk about the National League South mainly, sometimes the National League, rarely the National League North, and sometimes the NBA team, the National Knicks.
Sometimes the National Knicks. How are the Knicks getting on?
Beat the Spurs.
San
Antonio Spurs.
I think it's last San Antonio. Night.
And 2-2. Two from two.
Two for two.
Two wins, back-to-back two wins.
For two.
I'm into them, John.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I'm enjoying it.
Who had a good game last night?
Mitchell thing. Is he one of the ones?
Don't know,
John. Let's not get into it. We did a lot. I've got a good.
Got
some new badges. One says, "Let's go Bockers." That's good fun, isn't it? That's all United badge.
I was going to ask you why they're called the Knickerbockers, but I don't think I care.
Don't really care, do you, John? Is the thing. You're not a Bockers fan.
Deep down, you can tell me and.
I've got more merch arriving soon.
Oh, no.
Told you, get good merch and I'll buy it. You've seen me, John. You saw it, John, when I went to the club, Talk United club shop and they said, That's the last sweatband.
That's the last one we got.
Couldn't have got my wallet out quicker. They literally threw it at the man.
It was quite fantastic.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Because he knew full well he had another box of them out of the back.
He will have done. I don't know, though. I've never seen another one.
I think that's giving the Talk United club chop undue.
Yeah, I haven't been this season. Wonder what's in the bargain bin.
I had a little rummage through the bin.
Any good?
When I was there last month. Just old shorts.
If you want 3 quid shorts,
yeah.
What a great thing.
Far too big for me, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Just old shorts.
Talk United, John. It's depressing.
What about it?
Still depressing, isn't it? I thought it might have picked up. When we did beat Bath.
Yeah.
Beat Bath 1-0. And then they won 5-1 Tuesday night. So that made me go, maybe we're not that bad.
I think it's more telling that the teams that we've come down with so far, Yeovil, Maidstone,
beat us.
They've beaten us.
Someone made a... I read a very good point. Yeah. I do...
But they've beaten us.
I do lurk on Twitter, on other people's feeds, and someone I should have said, found out who it was. They said, if we go up with this squad, we'll get hammered.
Oh, yeah.
Every
God,
week.
God, it wasn't good enough for the National League last season, was it?
Yeah. But much as I try and stay positive, they do everything they can.
They try their best, don't they? To just... Crushy.
You know me, John. Mr. Go Get It. Mr. I mean, Let's Go.
I think this season's probably...
Let's go Knicks.
Let's go Knicks. I think this season's probably gone on the pitch.
I don't think it's gone.
It's playoffs at best.
I think we'll be... Oh, no. Oh.
With the titles gone.
100%.
It's playoffs
I said,
at best. But I actually... I mean, look, I think this season... we're probably not going to go up. I think this season is off the pitch more important, almost.
Absolutely. This season is about staying alive.
Can we
staying
actually
alive?
Save the club somehow?
We are not. We are never overly negative about ownership. We're never overly vocal about it. And I think our style is more, let's see what plays out. But it is getting to a stage where you do have to sort of go, what is the plan here? What is your thought process?
And especially when you see, like, and we're... recording this on Thursday when the club put out a statement declaring war on the fans,
but that,
almost.
That sort of thing feels like...
Because they were snooping on a fans forum. You just think, this isn't the way
also,
to
especially
do
at a fans forum they were invited to.
And didn't
go to.
Publicly go to.
But so
there.
You go... If you will not have that conversation with fans, despite being... invited to it. It's not a secret meeting.
No.
No one's having a big secret meeting.
But to snoop on it and then put out a statement at 11 o'clock at night saying anybody protesting, don't even think about it.
And that
it's
makes
just
me go,
so
and,
low.
That makes me go, I don't think you understand what a football club is in a community. I don't think business people, which is what they are, and they are trying to make money somehow out of owning Torquay United. Let's not, that's the end game for them. To make money from Torquay United, or to use it as a way to manage their money, which is how some people use football clubs.
Yeah, you know, if you look at what they've done in the past at sort of Speedway and Greyhounds and stuff, they've been taking on very... I think they may have bitten off a bit more than they can chew here with Torquay United. If they're, you know,
maybe
business plan is to sort of disenfranchise everybody, split the fans, turn everybody off it, and then leverage it.
I don't know
for
if that's
property
a business
if that's
plan.
Their plan.
I don't know if that's
I think
a plan or not.
They've probably taken on too big a thing here.
But
there's too many fans.
See, my point with that is there aren't too many fans. We are low in. We are big in where we beg for where we are. We are not massive in numbers. Would you be able to? How many did we take to Ashton Gate? That's probably everyone ever.
I don't know, because that was
who wants
COVID
to support Torquay United,
thing, wasn't it?
That's probably
maybe
everyone.
If you said like the one, what was the one before that? Wembley 2009.
Yeah,
about,
what do we take?
About 15,000.
So 15,000 people is not a massive amount of people. It's not for a football club. It's quite is decent for the level we're at, but it's not a massive amount of people. If that's all the people, then there won't be the will. Because I don't know how those people... There doesn't seem to be anyone who has the money or the wherewithal and the desire to take over a football club. That's what worries me, is it's all very well going, sell the club. Who to?
Who to?
Who
I mean,
to,
John?
Something,
but there wasn't a lot of people knocking around before, which is why they got their hands on the club. So, and, you know, he's put £6 million in, so he's going to want...
You know, we've seen what's happened with that. You know, we were really lucky for a year. Someone won the lottery and they bought the club. You know, the dream. You know, and then unfortunately,
that's also unsustainable.
It is unsustainable, yeah, because
because in the end, you go, I'm just throwing money away here.
Exactly. So I think all that anybody's asking for is clarity.
Yeah.
And so what worries me is when you ask for clarity, is you don't get a straight answer. Yeah. You get a threat.
You get, but that's the first that's public the engagement we've had since goodness knows when.
That's the worry.
Yeah,
that's the worry, and that's what I don't understand.
But then it leads you to think, well, what is there? You know, what is their end game? What are they? What are they up to? They don't seem to have any interest in running. They say, oh, family friendly club in that statement. You think, well, that's not the image anybody who's actually a fan of the club is getting from the club at all. It's the least friendly the club's been since I can remember.
They seem to be opening doors and doing lots of community things. There does seem to be a lot of that. And as always, if you question, they go, well, we're giving them, they're giving the money they require, giving them what they need. But because we don't hear, because the management style of Gary Johnson is to keep everything in-house and everything very secret and everything very quiet, he has always done that with injuries, with signings, with squad lineups, with the first 11s on a match day. You'll often won't hear it till the very last minute. That's obviously his management style, is to keep it all in-house. But because there is a secrecy around that as well, we'll never know if he's had everything he needed. We'll never know why we haven't had certain players. We'll never know why certain players have left. We'll never know why certain players were out of a game or injured. We'll never know any of those things. And so those are so if the whole club is shrouded in secrecy, then of course the 2,500 people who don't want to be mugged off but turn up week in, week out to watch the game home and away will ask questions. Yeah. That's going to happen.
But there's a reason why, you know, the successful clubs are the ones that make their fans front and centre.
Engage.
You value each and every... Look at Yeovil at the moment.
Engage.
They've got the new owner. He's local. I mean, he's a bit mad, but, like, loves the club, put money into the club, created a good feeling around it. Their attendances are flying. They're top of the league. Everything's great. Look at Wrexham.
There's the best example. Two people who've got nothing to do with the club. Obviously are rich beyond anybody's wildest dreams.
I think maybe Yeovil is the better comparison, but still, they make the fans absolutely their priority for everything. Talkie Knights actually is, you know, they're only fans. Not only fans.
they could do that. There's a way to raise some money.
Alan Wills are only fans. It's a thought. It's an idea. Write that down.
It's fan access. It's being interested.
Exactly. And it's not difficult to work that out. Every football person knows that. You've got to make the fans front and centre of everything you do. And you know, they know that, these owners, and the fact that they aren't doing that and they're running it in this way, disenfranchising everybody and, you know, putting the absolute minimum in that they have to keep it ticking over, you have to ask, well, why?
But
they know what they're doing.
But also, they know... So the Talk United Supporters Trust, which I chuck 50 quid a year and whatever, and a new member of, and all those sorts of things. So you go, okay, that's that, and that's there, and I like that that's there. It's got, I will say, I don't think it has any strength. I don't think it has any power. I don't think it's financially strong enough. I don't think I never feel like there's quite a definite plan. And if they want to come on and tell us what the plan is, every time I've tried to read what the definite plan is and what it is, I'd still go away normally not understanding what that plan is, because basically there's not enough money to do what it needs to do. And so because of that, the club can treat them how they want, to be honest. That is the bare truth.
I don't know what they're...
In no way negative towards the Talk United Supporters Trust.
I don't think their aim is probably to own the club, but I do think it's useful to have...
But that's what happened to Exeter, but then Exeter were absolutely on their bare bones.
Yeah.
You know, and that was basically someone being... And they've got also... Exeter get 6,000 a week.
Yeah.
And probably have 50,000 fans. Because it's a city.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to be... And same happened with Plymouth, I think, for a bit.
45 minutes closer up the road, yeah.
You know, all those fan-owned clubs. It's...
I don't know if their aim is to own the club. I do think it's, you know, useful supporter body to get everybody in the same place, everybody singing off the same hymn sheet. But I do agree.
I think the aim is to have a fan or fan or two on the board. I don't know what happens. I will be as vocal as we can if the club... I don't know if they listen or not. I've absolutely no idea. I doubt it. If I'd happily sit and chat, and
I'd love to,
can have a conversation and ask some questions if they wanted to answer those questions. We've met George before, you know. We've met these people, you know. We do have a, you know. If they want to clear anything up,
they've got no interest in doing that.
So it's just very sad, and unfortunately, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted with it. And if the playing side was still magic fun, I'll always support the team. Always support the team.
But in a way, I think having the playing side doing well is a bit of a distraction.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
What's going on. You know, when we were sort of flying in the National League, which is the thing I can't quite understand, is they were obviously putting money into that.
Yeah.
They obviously threw money at Whitfield, Cameron, all these...
It was a great squad.
Excellent
now you look
team
at it.
That we had. So I never quite worked out. And obviously Gary Johnson's not cheap. So I've never quite been able to... work out that myself, but What was I saying? I can't remember.
Well, they did that. That. So what is the game?
It was leading somewhere.
It is. I think what is a game plan, a business plan.
Yeah.
What is, you are business people. What is, that's all you need is some clarity on it. You know, because what you're going to do, just us, everyone now thinks. So what everyone now thinks is they're, what everyone now thinks, I'll tell them if anyone does listen, what everyone now thinks is you're winding the club down. That's what everyone thinks.
That's what everybody's worried about.
You're using it to
either
run
come
your,
out and say that's not what you're doing, or if you let, you know, if you don't speak, well, that's what everybody's going to assume.
And that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
That was in no way trying to. By the way, I feel no. There we are. We can cut that off.
Was that a little bit niche?
No, not at all. No, look, this is National League South football.
It's National League
South. This is what clubs deal with all the time.
Yeah. And it could be your club one day.
Could be your club, and it has been your club.
Yeah.
You know, Southend. You know, we have Southend listeners, we have Wrexham listeners, we have, you know, Wrexham were fan owned.
I know Humphrey Kirstall listens, I think. So do you know any other Hollywood actors, Humphrey?
That's not gonna happen.
Please.
You know? It's not gonna
anybody?
Happen. There we are. Wow, a serious start. This is serious the National start. Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession. We're going to do some National League South results, John.
Let's do that because I feel we have been a little bit talky heavy so far. Let's go back to Saturday. Avely 2, Western Superman 0. Avely back on the horse, seems to be doing all right. Braintree 4, Haverton Waterlooville 1. Saturday's opponents, Haverton Waterlooville. I'm still going to go, despite everything
you're going?
That we have just said.
I would go. If I can go, I will go. Yeah.
TBC.
TBC.
But I'm going to go because can't change your club. Still love
this
the goals.
This is the thing. You love the goals, John.
Yeah.
Absolutely love the goals.
I mean, it doesn't matter so much away from home, but the thing they want is for you not to go. That's what they want.
You think?
I think so. They want to turn everybody off it.
You think that's what it is? They want to turn the tap off?
Well, I don't know. It would help, wouldn't it, if we all stopped going?
Empty grounds. No one wants it anymore. No one wants it anymore. Look, there's no one here.
It's an away game, so it doesn't quite matter so much in that sense. Okay. But I'm still going to flipping go to have that, George Edwards.
Lovely.
Chippenham 4, Eastbourne 2. That's told him.
I don't think George Edwards wants a fourth number.
You can't have one.
I don't think he listens, John. You might listen to this one.
Might listen to this one. You might listen to this one. You're banned.
Is he?
Yeah.
Why?
You're banned from having a fourth number. You can't, for nice people.
You've banned a few people before. You don't know he's not a nice person. He might be a nice person.
Yeah.
Business people are business people. They think about numbers. I know business people and they're very nice people off. But if you get onto numbers, it's just all about how do I make the most money possible. And that's all business people think about. No empathy, no emotion to it, and all the things that we attach to football clubs, is none of that. It's all what is the bottom line.
It's true. Haven't bottom of the table after that. Still bottom. Chippenham 4, Eastbourne 2.
Mm.
I've forgotten Chippenham were in our league.
Chippenham. Remember that baking hot day at Chippenham?
I wasn't there
hottest
that one.
Hottest day of all time.
I wasn't there.
Olaf Kosciella scored.
You were there in your goals mask, weren't you?
Yeah, look at that.
Confiscated.
Olaf Kosciella, first goal. And last, maybe.
And last.
Maybe.
Dover nil, Hampton and Richmond one.
Ooh, Dover struggling, aren't they?
Dover is struggling. I quite like Hampton and Richmond.
They look expensive. Mel
Gwinnett. Gwinnett's doing well. Have we spoken since? Oh, we have spoken since Hampton.
I don't know. You went, didn't you, John? Yeah, we spoke about that last week.
I saw Mel Gwinnett.
Oh, nice.
Just a Gwinnett.
Tom, yes, of course.
New York Gwinnett. Tonbridge one, Chelmsford one.
Come on.
Who knew Tonbridge
player? John,
no idea.
You do a podcast about the National League South. Name a Tonbridge player.
No, I couldn't.
Couldn't.
Absolutely couldn't.
We made a big thing when we went up. Oh, that's it. Never. Tonbridge, no more. Tonbridge Angels. That was one of our big things.
Tonbridge, no more.
Here we are.
He said.
Back.
We're back. Weymouth one, Welling one. What do you even say
Weymouth
about
got,
that?
Got spanked Tuesday, I think, didn't they?
Yeah, we'll come Bath. On to Tuesday. Yeah. And Torquay won Bath City nil.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Matty Hayward tweeted on Tuesday night, just because Dunellan's scored one goal from outside the box, he now thinks he's, I think, prime Pirlo or something. I can't remember that.
Oh, no, Pedro Mendes.
Pedro Mendes, yeah. Yes.
He thinks he can score from anywhere. That's very funny.
Very funny, Matty, well done. On the ice to you.
That's deflected one from Dunellan. Random game on Monday night, Avely 2, Hemel Hempstead 1. So Avely on a second, fine little run. They're back up to second.
27 points, John, from memory.
Yeah, 32.
Oh, no. Dear.
Okay. And then Tuesday night, Braintree 4, St Albans 0. These results are just absolutely all over the place, aren't they?
That's the thing.
Braintree has scored four in the last, you know, eight in the last two games.
Remember, the clocks have gone back as
well.
The clocks have gone back.
Chippenham 2, Farnborough 1. Dartford won Chelmsford.
Come on, John.
Dartford
won. Find some enthusiasm for it.
Dartford won Chelmsford. What's the point in Dartford? Dover 2, Welling 2. So Dover scraping, getting a draw there, but they've still not won in a long time. They're right down in the mire. Okay. Maidstone 2, Eastbourne 0.
Okay, they're good, aren't they, mate? I think they're going to do all right,
Maidstone. Very functional, but yeah, doing all right. Slough 4, Truro 0. Well done, Slough.
Well done, Slough.
Good old Slough.
John likes Slough. He likes their manager.
My mate's got the manager. It's his free kick against Queensbury.
Yeah, lovely goal.
What a free kick.
Why didn't he play against us?
He did.
Oh. That was a depressing day. I know we won, but that was a depressing day.
He ran things in midfield for them.
Did he? Was that him?
Yeah.
Oh, I wondered where he was. Okay, there we are.
Tonbridge nil, Hampton nil. Weymouth 1, Bath City 5.
Yeah, 5. We beat them 1-0. Everyone's beating everyone other than Yeovil, who have gone 12.
We can wave them off.
We can wave Yeovil off. Everyone else can beat everyone else. We'll put a run.
They can all beat us as well.
Yeah, but at some point, we'll put a run of 5 wins in. And that'll get us definitely in the playoffs. We'll definitely be playoffs. And then we can sort of coast to the end. And then it's basically a three or four game season.
Yeah, true. Worthing 3, Havant, Waterlooville 0.
Yeah,
was the other one.
We've got them Saturday,
haven't we? Torquay 1, Yeovil 3.
Yeah, that was poor.
Didn't watch it.
I listened.
Had a moment of clarity about 20 minutes before. I was going to watch it and I thought, no.
Save me 9.50.
I'm saving 9.50.
Yeah, saved
I'm
you
not watching it.
Yeah.
I know what happens. I've seen this one.
I'm going to save me 9.50 and buy some New York Knicks badges instead. I listened to it. It was nice. It was Ray. Ray's always good, of course.
Ray had a very odd thing going on. I think I told you he kept saying everything twice.
Oh, that's nice.
As you said, he was like Johnny Two Times.
Yeah, from Goodfellas.
I'm just going to go get the papers. It was very odd. I think I messaged you.
As you said, just go get the Torby Weekly.
Torby Weekly.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. He's saying, oh, here we go. He's saying,
I'm
going to
say, Ray is good.
Held his ground. He kept repeating things. It was very odd.
And you said he nearly broke the.
When Brett McGavin scored a bit of a worldie, as you thought, oh my God!
I wish you could listen back to it because I think when we scored, Ian nearly broke the clock against Bath. Or he stopped the clock. Stop all the clocks. It was like that.
Stop the clocks. He scored. Literally.
And I think for some reason his clock was connected to the big one, in the big screen in the stadium. And you heard him go, oh, yes! Oh, shit! I don't think you can listen again, can you, on the Mixler?
You can't. Oh. Hyde's header.
We scored v Bath, and it was like, yes, who's got it? Dunella, who's got it? Yeah! Yeah! Oh, shit! it. And then I'd heard him going, the clock.
the clock. Stop the clock.
Stop the clock.
Not literally, Ian. What was it? Simon Bittlestone messaged us as well on Tuesday night. It's when Paul Mulhern's just said, well, I was expecting to see Halley's Comet before a Torquay goal.
well, we were thrashed.
Well done, Paul.
They look really good, Yeovil. Well done. Congratulations on the league, Yeovil.
We need to do a little bit of Paul Mulhern business at some point, because I was listening to the excellent Paul McCartney lyrics podcast, which you put me onto, I think. You spotted that. It's really interesting.
I saw it and thought of you, John.
Conversations with our greatest singer-songwriter. Oh, he's talking to Paul Muldoon. He's interviewing him, every time he says, I'm Paul Muldoon, I think, well, Paul, you wrote Eleanor Rigby. Tell us about that one. I hear you're walking through a graveyard, Paul.
You dreamt yesterday, Paul.
All the lonely people, Paul. Oh, where do they...
Ham and eggs. Was it ham and eggs? the original... really showing his knowledge.
Really going Penny Lane, Paul. I gathered there was actually a barber showing photographs.
Lucy in the sky, not as people think. I can't do the impression. I wish I could do the impression. I can't do it.
Paul, I gather you dreamt yesterday and got up and wrote it down. Came to you in a dream, Paul. Tell us about that.
Just showing, just answering the question before he's.
Anyway. Oh, no, yeah, I did actually. Yeah. You basically said it.
Paul, I see the Beatles played a one at the back on a high riser. One at the back, yourself in the middle there. It was strange for a bass player.
See, Ringo just there at the back. One at the back.
On a high drum riser, okay. Left-handed. Can't do it. But I could be the writer for that bit.
Going back to Ray saying everything twice.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, the other Johnny two times, and of course, Nicely Johnson.
Ah, yes.
From Guys and Girls.
Which you've been to see a couple of times.
I've seen it twice now. Very good. Bridge Theatre in London. I recommend
very nice.
It. Immersive Guys
Nicely,
and
Nicely,
excellent.
Gary Johnson, John. Is this what you're aiming at?
Stop being so Nicely Johnson.
Bloody hell.
But Nicely Johnson has been in the studio.
Ah, lovely.
And he's recorded a little song.
Oh, let's hear it.
I got the squad right here, Ross Marshall at the rear, and here's a guy that says if his vision's clear, will do, will do. Mipro says Marshall will do. If Pete says Marshall will do, will do, will do.
I'm picking Dylan Crowe, because there's a guy I know said he played for Ipswich and they let him go.
Has chance. Has chance.
I know it's Fleetwood guy. His training work looks fine. Besides the players, boss is a friend of mine. Long way, long way. This one's come a long, long way. But look what Fleetwood guy comes with an injured thigh. According to this here in the Devon Live, that means he's got no thighs. No thighs, no thighs.
Dylan Crowe,
Ross Marshall,
Fleetwood guy.
I got the squad right here. You get the idea with that.
Thank the Lord.
Lovely. The was that right one take we did that, was it?
Pretty much, I think. But pretty much one take.
If anyone tells you it took 9 goes, they are liars.
I don't remember it taking 9. Maybe the evidence will prove otherwise.
Is that all the National League South news, John?
That's it.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Now, a couple of weeks ago when Paul Hawksby was in, of course, John, we were discussing who is Alan Isthmian. You know,
who is he?
So we're going to talk to him. Are we? Is he on the phone?
I think he's going to be on the phone.
He's on the phone.
He's
okay.
Presumably, you know, we don't know much about the Isthmian League.
No, we don't know. But we thought we'd go to the horse's mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Alan Isthmian himself. Even I'm saying his name quickly because I don't know how to say it. So I'm hoping he'll be able to tell me. He'll be able to tell me how to say his name.
Let's see.
Let's call Alan Isthmian. Here we are.
Hello, Alan Isthmian.
Oh, hello, Alan. This is the National Obsession podcast, and we're just wanting to learn a little bit more about the Isthmian League. My first question is, how do you say Isthmian?
That's an interesting one, and that is, I'm afraid, very much an inquiry for Trevor Warren.
Ah.
So I can put you through to Trevor.
Oh, yes. Not now. We're actually wanting to speak. It's obviously your league. You named it.
Yes.
Alan Isthmian. What is an Isthmian?
Ah, now that is another interesting one, and I'm afraid that's very much a Clive Stevens inquiry.
Oh, Clive, right. We want to have you on the show because obviously the league is named after you, the Isthmian League. Is Isthmian anything to do with football at all, Alan?
I'm afraid I'm going to have to say I can't help you there, but I can put you through to just the man, Keith Speakers.
Oh, Keith Speakers. Yeah, I don't want to speak to him, though, is the thing. You're Alan Isthmian. It's your league. You own the league. So you should know a little bit more, I think, about... You're quite an annoying man, Alan. And Alan, just talk to me about the Isthmian League. No one. It seems to be a very secret society.
And again, if you're wanting the sort of the history of the Isthmian there, I'm going to have to put you through to Bob Windows.
Oh,
and Bob Windows can tell you everything you need to know about the Isthmian League.
What connection do you have with the Isthmian League, Alan?
My name is Alan Isthmian.
Yes.
And ask me anything you like and I'll transfer you to the correct person.
Well, how do you spell your surname, Alan?
Even I don't know that one.
Oh, yes. You're a charlatan, Alan. You don't exist. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Hello there, Roger.
Hello there.
Hello, Roger O'Brien. Are you taking part in the protest today?
What? The protest?
Yes, the protest.
What's this about then? I'm not sure about that.
Well, just anger, just general anger.
Right.
Yeah, will you be taking in the sit-down protest?
Well, there's one thing I can do. There's two things I can do. Anger,
yes,
and sitting down.
Yeah, well, that's what we'll be doing.
So it sounds like it's right in my wheelhouse.
I will be, bloody hell, I will be doing the on-the-pitch. I will be going on-the-pitch protest.
Are you going on the pitch, are you?
And I also have a couple of tennis balls for us to throw.
Right.
So in the 20th minute, I'll be throwing a tennis ball there, Brian.
Well,
Roger.
I've gone a bit early just trying to throw one. I think I just dislocated my bloody shoulder.
Your shoulder's gone there.
Bloody hell, Johnson!
It's
my bloody shoulder gone.
Bloody hell, Andrew Agassi making it look easy, throwing a tennis ball. Bloody hell, Steffi Graf. Bloody hell, Virginia Wade. You're doing the sit down one all the guys.
I don't think I can get over those sponsorship hoardings.
A sit down protest?
That's
normally what I do on Boxing Day. Anyway.
When you're off to find your copy for the Torbay Weekly,
I'm getting on me. I can't get over the side here, the hoarding.
Oh, bloody... Johnson!
Bloody hell, this hoarding...
Who put these bloody hoardings in?
I've put me hip out. Bloody hell, Johnson!
You're on the treatment table like the rest of our squad!
More rubbish!
Bloody hell!
More bloody rubbish!
Well, this is a disappointment, isn't it?
This is a sit-down protest.
It's just us two. What's happened?
The two of us. Where is everybody?
Bloody hell, everybody!
Bloody hell, protest. Bloody hell, Rosa Parks!
We probably should have come here when there was a game on.
Bloody hell, great protesters. Rosa Parks. Back of the bus, Rosa Parks. Bloody hell, Nelson and Winnie Mandela.
Bloody hell, Emily
Bloody
Davison.
Hell.
I had that horse at 8-1.
Bloody hell, Pankhurst. Bloody hell.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
You send back a letter from a listener.
Any letters, John?
Yes.
Oh, lovely.
Here we go, John Greenwood.
Okay, yes, John.
On the ice, John. He says, NLN News. He's, of course, our National League North correspondent, John Greenwood. He says, so a bit like the NLS, it appears that every team can beat any other team in the division on their day.
Oh, yeah.
Which means anything could still happen. Let's see if the clock's going back changes anything. Unfancied Tamworth currently sit top of the league. No big name players, no top goal scorer.
Oh.
But I put it down to their brilliantly named kit men, Degsy Bond and Buster Belford.
Oh, my God.
The kit men.
These guys don't exist. I have no idea of their sexual preference.
I just don't exist. To Buster Belford's family.
These guys just sound like,
no one's ever been called Buster Belford.
Amazing. Beautiful.
Anyway,
they're top of the league, John.
Top of the league, Tamworth.
Above Scunthorpe.
Tamworth.
Oh my God!
Yep.
If you'd have asked me who's top of the league, I'd have guessed 100 times.
And you wouldn't have got Tamworth.
Unbelievable. Okay.
Pete Fishley, Pete. officially,
yes, on the ice.
He says, greetings, now that the clocks have gone back. Thank you, John Greenwood, by the
way. Thank you, John. On the ice,
John. He says, now the clocks have gone back, I, for one, can't wait for the season proper to start.
Yep.
Back-to-back wins over Bath and Yeovil would be a decent curtain
raiser. We were never beating Yeovil. You have to just let that one go.
I'm not holding my breath.
I'd have played the kids. Have we got any kids?
We don't have any.
Literally, the players' kids.
Pete says, last week's international obsession was a welcome distraction from the pre-season soccer blues.
Yes.
Where next for Charlie? Victoria for a bit of Aussie rules?
Oh, nice.
Maybe Karachi for a spot of kabaddi?
No, I'm next till I die.
And he says, that whilst residing currently in the UAE...
Oh, very nice. Nice. We've got international listeners.
International
nice.
Foff. I have full empathy with Charlie's nocturnal commitment to his beloved Knicks. Go Knicks.
Yeah. Go Knicks.
Being 3 hours
New
ahead,
forever.
Now four of GMT, this is in the UAE,
I
had to sacrifice much needed beauty sleep in order to witness the dismal commentary-less debacle at Western Super.
Yeah,
bloody
mare. I watched that.
You're in New York, of course.
I watched that from Times Square.
At Times Square, of course. Lower Manhattan.
Of course, there.
Fifth
Over
Avenue.
The Brooklyn Bridge.
Fifth Avenue and Third.
Yeah, let's hear it for New York. Concrete jungles where streets are made of.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday. Neighbourhood.
Come on, we haven't got time for it.
We haven't got time for
today.
Anyway, it's a madness. I'm sure to repeat to watch a likely shellacking at the hands of Yeovil. Well, I hope it wasn't too grim for you.
Well,
Other than increasing life expectancy and improving general well-being, what would we do without Torquay? On the ice, go goals, Pete, Foff 69, I think.
You need the Gulls to exist. No one wants to not have the Gulls. That's the whole point.
Chris Webb says, gentlemen, Spider. I have every intention of attending Eastbourne Borough versus Tonbridge Angels on Tuesday the 14th. First
lovely.
Game of the season.
Ooh,
I think Chris lives
nice.
In Eastbourne, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Anything you want me to look out for? Because I'm willing to provide a dossier. Because obviously we've got them coming up.
Oh, yes, of
end
course.
End of the month sometime. My aim is not to cause too much of a scene or leave any memorable impression with the ultras so that I can then stand with you for the goals game should you make it down. What do we want to know about Eastbourne?
What do you want to know about Eastbourne? Thing is... We don't seem to be very good against big men up front.
No.
Have they got a big man up front?
Have they got any, like, really tall...
Like big ones.
Sort of uncontrollable
big, boys.
Big lad.
Like when the big boys turn up.
Yeah. If they have...
If they have, we're in trouble.
We've had it.
I think we'll beat Eastbourne.
Thank you, Chris.
All the other teams, except Yeovil.
Adam Miller says, hello, Charlie and John
Windy
on the
Miller.
Ice. Windy
yes,
Miller.
On the
Tranmere's
ice.
Inevitable march to the National League continues. The
they
fan.
Are on their way, yeah.
The only glimmer of hope is the positivity of recently appointed manager Nigel Adkins, hoping he can keep us
up. Keep him up.
Anyway, who cares about football? All I want to know is, who are the Pennsylvania Pikes arch rivals? Take care, Windy Miller.
True.
Yeah, the Pikes. Go
that's
Pikes.
True. You go Pikes. Go Pikes.
Pennsylvania Pikes.
Yeah.
It's, of course, the Vauxhall Cavaliers.
The Vauxhall Cavaliers. You know? They hate the Vauxhall Cavaliers. Absolutely hate them.
Can't stand. And finally, Tibbs Ashton.
On the ice to you for that one. Thank you, Windy.
Yes, thank you, Windy. I have to say, my heart sank at the thought of you becoming a National Basketball Association podcast.
Why?
As a former NBA fan, it's been a sporting outlet even more depressing than a Gary Owers-led Torquay United. My team, the Seattle Supersonics.
Oh, yeah.
They don't sound real.
No, I know. They are real. And I tell you what.
Sticks and moved to Oklahoma.
I have a lot of love for them. Because wait till you see when my episode of Pointless is finally on.
Ah.
That's all I will say.
Yes. Yeah, up sticks moved to Oklahoma on the whim of the owners after they pulled a strop about not getting a new ground. Don't let Clark Osborne realise this is an option.
That's franchise. That's franchise basketball for you.
In distance terms, it's like moving Torquay United to the Russian-Ukrainian battlefront and only marginally less traumatic.
Yep. Maybe not that.
Yeah, maybe not. Tibbs. My love of the NBA died that day, so please keep it National League. And he says, P.S. On my recommendation, my dad is coming to Charlie's show in Babbicombe on Friday. After dragging him to many Torquay games, I hope this is somewhat
Brilliant.
More enjoyable.
There's lots of
still
you coming.
Waiting for your Dublin run of gigs.
Oh, that would be nice. Maybe next year. That's a lovely idea for coming to my show. There's some tickets left, obviously. It's a massive room. But I think we've got quite a lot coming. I mean, it's going to be a good, fun night. So thank you very much for coming, if you are coming.
Wear
a Torquay shirt if you are coming.
Yeah. And tickets available for that. And also thank you for everybody still donating to my Just Giving. It's on my Twitter, at John Cadigan. Richard Thomas donated.
Yes.
And
is he a Foff now, John?
Very, very generous donation.
Oh, Foff
I'm
number.
Just going to check if he's a Foff, because I don't think he is.
Okay.
I don't recognise the name. Richard, thank you ever so much. And also Stu the Torquay Baggy, he also Did it as well.
Marvellous.
Richard Thomas.
There are people waiting to come into this studio.
Is not a FOF.
Oh, Richard Thomas.
Richard Thomas.
I don't want to ruin your number, ruin your moment by saying there are people waiting to come into the studio.
Well, we've got 2 minutes left on our booking.
FOF 80.
FOF 80.
Richard Thomas. How lovely. Thank you very much for the donation.
Thank you so much,
John, how is, quickly, how is training going?
It's good. I've got a sore ankle, so I'm not quite sure how that's happened.
Less miles.
Not good.
Rest.
I think I need to pull it back a bit.
Maybe do it next year instead. There we are. Lovely stuff. What a lovely. How do people get in touch, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com or natopspod on the old Twitter.
Keep it National League South on the ice.
Go goals.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.